Welcome to the Athlete Voice Podcast with Special Olympics Wisconsin. I'm Addie Teeters, one of the co-hosts of our podcast, and I'm here with my co-host, Edward. Edward, can you say hello to our listeners?
Hello, and welcome live from the Summer Games.
We are at the Summer Games. We are so excited. We have been here for a couple of days now, so really, listeners, you get to just be part of the action right here with us, right, Ed?
Yep.
And Edward, we actually were able to pull in a very special guest, even though he's super busy right now. So can you introduce him?
He's the VP of sports. Right, Jason?
Yeah, sports and programs.
Sports and programs.
Yeah.
So Jason Blank.
Jason Blank, yep.
And Jason, this is really busy for you right now, is it? I mean, we did pull you away from some stuff.
It is a busy event, but I am excited to be on. I think I've told both of you I love the podcast. I'm happy to be part of it. So.
And Jason, what you've been involved now for 10 or 11 years. What drew you to Special Olympics? Why did you decide to join?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I've been on staff. I'm going to be on 12 years here coming up in December. Prior to being at Special Olympics Wisconsin, I coached with Special Olympics Minnesota when I lived there. And actually, I started as an intern with Special Olympics Tennessee. So how I started with Special Olympics is probably a very different way than other people have. I was going through my degree in sport administration, and I was looking for a sports internship. And somebody said, hey, I have this really great opportunity. It's Special Olympics golf. It's junior golf. It's maybe a really good fun summer thing to do. So I said, yeah, sure, I'll give it a try. I've never seen any part of Special Olympics before. And I got to my first Special Olympics event, and I go, okay, I think I found what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I fell in love with it that way. So when you talk about your volunteers who show up one day and all of a sudden are, hey, I'm in it for life. I did that on an internship side of things. And since I left working that internship, I was finding a way to get back into Special Olympics as a way to work.
And really, what we are experiencing here this weekend at Summer Games, it's the epitome of everything we all work for, from Edward, not only just as an employee of Special Olympics Wisconsin, but as an athlete. What does it take to kind of put something at this level together?
Yeah, Summer Games is an absolute Special Olympics Wisconsin event. It takes everybody coming together and doing a variety of very different things to piece things together. So you look at an event of this size, we have about 1,400 athletes and unified partners competing this weekend, which is just a large amount of people coming here. We have people from across the state, and we are not only offering competition in five different sports, we're offering four different health disciplines. So you have our health team pulled together to that. We had a great opening ceremony yesterday, which is a huge kudos to with the lead from our marketing team. We have the law enforcement torch run, which is a huge uptaking from the development team. The local program managers getting everybody here and coordinated and making sure they're all set together. It is an endless amount of webs to kind of weave this together to come to this great event. But what it really comes down to, it's our opportunity to come together as Special Olympics Wisconsin, show what we can do, and also just build those relationships and friendships. And that's what makes it worth it.
And Jason, what brings you that great joy that keeps your fire going?
Anytime, you know this, anytime we could hang out with athletes. And for me, I've been a competitor my whole life from sports. And to be able to watch our athletes prove their ability, their hard work, and come away with a medal, with a story, with something, is always phenomenal. So you put the work into it, you think about the little things like events and all that stuff, but to be able to watch athletes compete and do that, that's amazing.
And it's really special this year because I get to spend it with my sister.
That's right, Ed. Your sister is here. In fact, she's watching this podcast right now. And I mean, the fact that she traveled all this way to watch you in competition and to cheer you on. And I watched your sister just bring you through all of our health promotion activities and opening eyes. So you just got some new spectacles, didn't you? Didn't you, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty sharp.
And I used to do this with my dad, so it's hard, but at the same time, it's gratifying because I still have family, and all my Special Olympics staff are my family.
That's right. We all get to come together for this really amazing weekend, and gosh, are we so proud of you. Tell our listeners what medals you've already won this weekend.
but it's not about the medals. It's about spending time with all you guys.
I know, but I'm still so proud of you. Will you share with us what you won?
If I can make it through without crying, I won I got second in the 25-meter wheelchair race, probably one of the closest races that I ever faced in my life. Second in the 30-meter slalom non-motorized, and first in the wheelchair shot put. It's my third consecutive gold medal in the shot put for the last 3 years.
And I'm sure through your microphone we can hear those medals clinking. That's a lot of mileage there. I love it. When we talk about just the spirit of the games, and Ed is right, like, it's not just about the medals, but what are some of those feelings that volunteers, coaches, athletes walk away from with this kind of an event, Jason?
Obviously, there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of, the energy and the excitement from our athletes is contagious. And you get that feeling from that. We get a lot of people who are just really motivated to be involved, and whether that means within Special Olympics or working with people in their community, all the same. And really, I think just the feeling of that camaraderie and just shrinking the state into something where we're all together. We know athletes are from different ends of the states that look forward to each other, seeing each other at these events and doing that. And while we get to do it a handful of times a year, not to the extent that Summer Games is. And so, anytime I walk into a venue for Summer Games, I get excited about it. You kind of get the feeling of it before it happens. And then when you start to see people in the building, and you get to see the athletes doing what they're doing, it's that excitement, there's joy, there's a lot of just friendship that comes out of that, and that's the fun part to see.
And Jason, what do you go home and tell your wife, because like, this is your life, and you probably drive her nuts because you always talk about sports. I'm doing this, that.
No, my wife is very humbling in these situations. I have come from being an event planner for a long period of time. And sometimes in events, you get really stuck on the things that didn't go well or the things that you wish you could do better and do some of that type of things. And so early on when I was running events with Special Olympics, I would go home and be like, she would say, hey, how was the event this weekend? Oh, it was great. But then this happened and this happened. And she'd go, well, it sounds like four things went wrong. It sounds like a really good event. And I was like, oh, wow. Putting that to perspective of things. So she loves hearing about the athletes. I talk about sports too much in general in my life, so she's kind of used to it on that side of things. But like, these events are amazing, and I think it just shows the power of Special Olympics, and she's a huge supporter of Special Olympics too, so I think that's the excitement.
One of the things my daughter told me to do is bring back some medals, and I always make her a promise. I'm like, am I gonna be able to keep it? It's like, you make these promises, but what happens if, and I always tell her, it's not about winning, it's about going out having fun, but she gets mad when she does not win.
Well, she's a little competitive.
So I wonder where she gets that from.
The apple just doesn't fall too far from the tree. And
no, it doesn't.
Well, this is a family atmosphere too, and I'm sure for volunteers, if you're thinking about volunteering, it's hard sometimes to take that time away from your family. You by the time you get to a weekend, you just want to be able to relax, but we've made it, my own family, we've made this an entire family affair all weekend. Jason and Ed have seen me walk around with my kids and my husband. In fact, I think Ed was teasing them a little bit about them.
I feel sorry for them for being a mom.
Oh my gosh, such a stinker, Edward. Such a stinker. But it's such a family event, right? So my kids, they begged to come here. They were excited all week to come. Like, this is a highlight for us this summer. And I think if people would just give it a shot, even if you've never volunteered with us before, that's what you're going to walk away with.
And Jason and Addie, coming from my athlete's side, you don't know how fortunate you are until you come to one of these events. You'd be like, man, I could have a lot worse. Or it's just about the friendships of all people you meet. Like I met Jason years ago before he started working for Special Olympics and stuff. So it's about that gratitude and being fortunate and being grateful every day for what you have.
100%. Yeah. And I saw you being able to catch up with, I just saw you visiting with an athlete, Edward, that you saw on a Zoom call. You got to hang out with him on a Zoom call, but to see him in person, that's got to feel so good when you actually get to connect with all these folks in person.
Yeah. And Kyle Vendress is like, hey, it's nice to see you again. Or Jenna's, I met her through Facebook. I never met her at a Special Olympic event, but we met for the first time today.
That's incredible. What other difficult questions did you have for Jason?
Well, I know that we're both Viking fans.
There you go.
Guys. Now here we go. those are fighting words, fellas. I don't know.
Jason.
Yeah.
What do you think Special Olympics needs to do to? We talked about volunteer recruitment. What do you think they need? And Jason and Addy, what do you think they need to do to keep maintaining Special Olympics for the next 50 years? Because we can't do it without volunteers.
Yeah, and volunteers is a huge piece to that. I think one of the things we always talk about is, you know, as we're talking about through the experience of these weekends, is the athlete stories. And I think the more that we can get ahead of coming to the games and really sharing our stories and doing things like this where people get an understanding of what Special Olympics is. I know listening to the episode when Chad was on talking about the misconceptions of Special Olympics, what people really think it is. And so the more we can tell the story of what it is and how important it is to our athletes and the impact they have on their lives, I think that's a huge piece to that volunteer recruitment side of things. And the other side of things, and Summer Games is kind of a starting point for this, but I really think as we look at Special Olympics and we look at you know, how great our athletes is, it is really just elevating the experience of competition, elevating the experience of the games, making this something that we can't help but talk about, offering the games that our athletes deserve. And so not only do we tell the athlete's story, but when they show up, there's a quality games happening. There's quality competition happening. It is not, you know, something that gets watered down or anything like that. I think that's really important on my end from a sports and competition side. And that might look at what venues we're using, making sure we have certified officials, making sure we have some of those type of things so that when our day of volunteers walk in, they feel more prepared, they feel more welcome, they feel better equipped to do what they need to do with that. But also our athletes come in and they know that if they give their best, they'll get the best result. And I think that's a big piece on it from my end too.
And Jason, because we talked about this on a sports call, how do we keep families connected? Because remember we talked about that on a sports call recently?
Yeah, and families are a huge part of Special Olympics. And sometimes that we want to make sure we just don't forget that not only do you get the support from Special Olympics, but you get biggest support from your family members. And those are the ones who are not only coming to events and helping out with people as they're part of it, they're your cheerleaders, they're the support. A lot of them do a good, like, make an effort to say, I think Special Olympics is important, and I'm going to help with fundraising and doing some of those type of things. They're really, the athletes, families, volunteers are the lifeblood of what Special Olympics is.
And Jason, did you, I knew what I wanted to do in sixth grade. I wanted to do radio, TV, film, and I never thought I would graduate with a theater degree, but never say never. But did you ever dream in sixth grade of what you wanted to do? Did you ever think you'd be at this stage?
No, I guess when I was in sixth grade, I was going to play in the NBA, which we all know that worked out really well for me.
I mean, it was really close.
It was real close. If it wasn't for that injury in seventh grade, I'd be there. In middle school, I was huge into sports. I've always been passionate about sports. And so if you would have told me in sixth grade, hey, you'd be involved in sports, I was like, I'd love that. But through my career, in high school, I was in a band. So I got into music business in college and I thought that's what I wanted to do. And I tried it out and it went, well, maybe not.
We may have some bootlegs.
Yeah, there
Jason
it is.
In his band days.
And then I got into my grad program in sport administration and I was able to try out some things in professional sports and college sports and doing that. And then when I got into Special Olympics, I went, oh, this is different. And I thought I was kind of living on cloud nine. I got to do a season-long internship with an NHL team. And I was like, wow, this could be it. I could get paid to go to hockey games. That'd be my dream, right? And then I got to Special Olympics. So I was like, no, that's not the dream. And so I think it progresses. I've always known I love sports. But I didn't know anything about Special Olympics when I was in sixth grade. And I think that's kind of part of the importance of our unified champion schools, of not knowing anything about Special Olympics or working with people with intellectual disabilities or just those type of relationships. You know, if you ask sixth grade me sports, absolutely. Special Olympics, I wouldn't have known, but I wouldn't have traded it for anything else. So
as we start to wrap up our summer games, which I'm a little bummed out about because tomorrow we're already going to be saying goodbye. And it's kind of like we go in for Christmas Day and we have such a high and then we start to come down from it. And it's always a little sad. What's going to be your takeaway, Edward, from just this awesome weekend? Oh, am I gonna get you to tear up a little again, my friend?
Just being with family. It's not all about this.
No. You get to be with your sister. You get to be with all of us. Isn't that so great? And you, but you are always brave in the attempt, my friend. Always.
I was gonna say too. You know, with Special Olympics, it gives you confidence, courage. Because when I won my first race, you know, I always wanted to do sports like my sister or a brother. But when you win your first race, it gives you confidence to do other things, and then your scope is that much wider. I don't know if Jason agrees with that, but it really opens doors because your confidence can start here and then go here, and that athletes are like, yes, I can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sports gives you that confidence, that mental strength, that ability to persevere. There's so many life lessons that you learn through sports. And, you know, just by getting on the field sometimes is the biggest hurdle. And I think it's amazing just that how quickly people learn from that. And that's awesome, Edward. Absolutely awesome.
So if somebody is thinking that maybe this is the message that has compelled them to get involved, our next big games will be in fall. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing it in September. It'll be in Wisconsin Dells. Jason, what's something that people can do to just get started?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is to sign up to volunteer. And we may be in the Dells for a full weekend for games, but we're asking for maybe 4 hours of your time to come out. Actually, even just to come out to the venue and cheer on our athletes is a great starting point too. You don't even have to commit to volunteering. Come out, be cheer for it. Volunteers will take you, absolutely. But I think the biggest thing, is seeing is believing when it comes to Special Olympics in a lot of ways. And so it is my favorite live sport experience. So I'm hoping other people can jump in and do those type of things and be able to come out, watch our athletes, get to know Special Olympic athletes too. Not just come out and cheer, but get to say hi, shake a hand, say congratulations when you see all the medals coming by. It is the easiest way to get part of Special Olympics really fast.
And Jason, how have you grown as a person in the last 10 years?
This is the hard questions piece, right?
He's so good at that.
I think, you know, through Special Olympics, I've learned, obviously, just understanding that everybody's coming from a different spot and that everybody has so many strengths to offer. And the more you talk, the less stuff you don't have in common. I mean, I think it's one of those things too, that the more relationships I've built with athletes, have conversations, get to say hi and see what's going on. You know, we're all the same. We're all here. We're passionate about sports. We're doing those type of things, but also we have different perspectives and different unique ideas. And that's really fun to share and see and do that. And then also I keep inspired every time I get to come out and see Special Olympic athletes. We were joking at opening ceremony that it gets real dusty at a lot of these events. We get teared up pretty quickly
so
here.
So misty. I don't know where the tears came from.
So I fall to that quite a bit. So, but
I was crying a lot last night because I missed my dad and we did a lot of these things and it was a bonding time.
Well, you never know when, like, I mean, I got all teary last night and I went to Jason and I was like, I don't know. It just happened, right? Mm-hmm. You get overcome with all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened. It happened a little bit walking around, watching, looking at competition today and just kind of seeing all everybody come together. That it hits hard. So, but I'm inspired by athletes. You like to see good things happen to good people, and this is the ultimate place for that. So.
I just wish society would meet us at the spot like you talked about, because society doesn't take a break and meet us at the spot. But if they would just give us a chance, that's what we want.
And if more folks would come out and see these competitions and see the level of perseverance and endurance that our athletes have, then maybe those chances would come.
Because, yeah, they might finish last, but they also might set their best time. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. And yeah, you might not have done your best time, but at least you left it all out there.
Exactly.
And I'd love just to point out, I mean, we have these large state events. But Special Olympics really happens at the community level. So there are local programs out there that are looking for support and doing those type of things. So volunteering at that level is a huge piece to it. Our athletes train weekly to get to a point where they compete at state, and that's a really good spot to start with. Our school communities of creating inclusion and acceptance and doing those things within the school are huge for that next generation. So if people are school age or teachers or in administration, Unified Champion Schools for Special Olympics is a good way to build that piece and help us not only do it through getting to have great sports competitions, but get inclusion through the power of sports and do that.
Well, Jason, we are so thrilled that you were able to take some time today away from all of these games just to chat with Edward and I. And we're gonna make sure that we tap into some more sports questions, right, Edward, at some point. We've got so many episodes to do when it comes to sports. There's a lot to unpack there.
But I think these were great questions live, and Jason didn't know what was coming out.
He didn't know. We literally just plucked him from the crowd today and didn't put this on him.
Yeah, I got 10 minutes of prep, and here we go.
Well, for those of you who were inspired by today's messaging, if you would like to have more information about Special Olympics Wisconsin and ways to volunteer and contribute, please visit us on all of our social media channels, or you can also visit us on our website at specialolympicswisconsin.org. Be sure to join us next time. Thank you.